Saturday the 19th of February, and here are today's top news stories, brought to you by rtltoday.lu. Luxembourg's red weather alert was lifted at 6 p.m. on Friday, with the Interior Ministry saying the situation was calmer than forecast. Winds of up to 120 kilometers per hour had been expected, but gusts did not exceed 100 kilometers per hour, according to a press statement. Significant damage remains likely, and authorities have warned people to watch out for falling trees and roof tiles, while drivers should be especially cautious. The CGDIS responded to 49 events related to the weather. Nobody was injured. Air and rail traffic may still be disrupted as a result of the powerful storm, which is affecting large parts of Western Europe. Russia's leader will oversee a major military drill along Ukraine's border on Saturday, further escalating tensions after Washington said Moscow would invade within days. Artillery shelling in the east of Ukraine and orders from Russian-backed separatists for civilians to evacuate the region on Friday inflamed an already febrile situation, as Washington insisted Moscow was encircling its pro-Western neighbor. The Kremlin continues to say it has no plans to attack. US President Joe Biden said the invasion would come in the next days or weeks, and that his Russian counterpart, President Vladimir Putin, had made the decision to invade. But Biden left the door open for a diplomatic resolution. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was due to travel to Germany on Saturday to meet Western leaders, with talks between him and US Vice President Kamala Harris expected. However, it remains unclear if he will go, as Biden questioned whether it would be a wise choice for Zelensky to leave his country, as war fears reached fever pitch. A desperate search was underway on Friday for people buried by a deluge of mud that swept through the Brazilian city of Petropolis, leaving what President Jair Bolsonaro described as scenes of war. A total of 136 bodies have been retrieved to date, according to civil defense officials, in the normally scenic tourist town some 60 kilometers north of Rio de Janeiro. But after 3 days, hopes of finding more survivors were fading fast. Petropolis Mayor Rubens Bomtempo told a press conference late on Friday that it's difficult after so much time to find anyone alive. On Tuesday, the streets of the city were turned into torrential rivers of mud that swept away homes, cars and trees, following the heaviest rains to hit the region since 1932. Police in Canada moved on Friday to dislodge the final truckers and protesters from downtown Ottawa, in a mostly peaceful operation aimed at bringing an end to 3 weeks of demonstrations over COVID-19 health rules. Deployed by the hundreds, police said they made more than 100 arrests and towed about 20 vehicles. No one was seriously hurt, they added, with Ottawa Interim Police Chief Steve Bell saying the operation was going as planned but would take time. Some truckers, who had led the protest that kicked off 3 weeks ago and choked Ottawa's streets with big rigs and demonstrated by the hundreds, chose to leave on their own, removing their 18-wheelers from the streets surrounding Parliament. After Friday's red alert, Luxembourg is seeing calmer conditions this weekend. Scattered clouds and several hours of sunshine are forecast for Saturday. Temperatures start off at between 1 to 3 degrees Celsius, rising to a high of 7 degrees in the afternoon. For more on any of these stories, and for the latest news headlines, visit rtltoday.lu.